Thanks so much for joining us. You're listening to Issues in Focus. My name is Todd Christopher. I'm the Public Affairs Director for WRVM. You know, it's something that we're probably aware of, maybe a bit more than we want, but April is Stress Awareness Month. Of course, it's not a time to become more stressed out, but rather to really focus on healthy ways that we can manage stress in our lives. Guiding us today is Sarah Schindel, who's a health and well-being educator with the UW Extension for Caddo County. Sarah, thank you so much for coming back with us today.
You're welcome. It's so great to be here. I always love chatting with you.
Yeah, same here. Appreciate it. So let's start with the basic question. Why do so many of us deal with stress today? I know that we have technology and everything is instant, from on-demand content to instant communication with social media. Do you think that's part of the reason?
Yeah, I think it is a potential reason. I mean, you know, it does seem like recently it is increasingly difficult to disconnect and to choose what you're exposing yourself to, because everything is just, like you said, very instant and accessible right away. And even though, like, we think we need the information, we think we want to be connected, it can actually be pretty overwhelming.
Now, stress in and of itself is not a bad thing. Can you describe the ways that stress is good?
In everyday life, it can give us focus and drive to finish a project. It helps us perform under pressure.
Yeah.
It can help us take a quick action in an emergency situation. This occasional stress is normal, and it helps prepare our body for action.
Yeah. So talk about those symptoms, normal stressful situations that we get into. Is it different for everybody?
It is different for everybody, and I think that's something that we really need to be understanding of. Sometimes I think that people are like, well, that didn't bother me. Like, why is it bothering someone else?
Mm.
But it is really based on our personality, our past experiences. Our past experiences shape how we think about things, and our support systems. You know, not everybody has the same support that you might have. You know,
yeah.
Maybe someone feels very alone, and that can really affect the way people handle stress.
So feeling maybe anxious or stress can be a normal situation. Talk about the long-term negative effects of stress.
This kind of chronic stress is what a lot of health organizations are concerned about. So chronic stress can increase your anxiety of different mental health, chronic anxiety, depression, or other mental health problems. It can lead to sleep disorders or headaches or chronic body pain. It can contribute to cardiovascular disease, hypertension, heart attack, stroke. It's really poor for digestive health. So it can really kind of cascade into a lot of different issues, which can turn into chronic issues.
So I think a lot of us think the remedy is to get rid of the stress and maybe my life will be better or the symptoms will go away. But for many of us, we aren't in a position to do that. Then it becomes a matter of coping. Can you give us some tips on how to cope with stress?
So that might be a deep breathing practice that you do every day or multiple times a day. This could mean lifestyle strategies. So this is something that I really love to talk about. So physical activity, even walking, can improve emotional and physical resilience. Making sure you're keeping a consistent sleep routine. Make sure you're eating well.
Mm-hmm.
You're not having excess caffeine. A lot of times when people are stressed, they're more likely to relapse into addiction. And then talking to family or counselor, connecting with community groups, making sure you keep your social supports around you, friends, family, maybe in your place of worship, all really, really important things to keep you kind of bolstered and connected to and grounded to your community.
Yeah, that is so important. So at what point would you recommend that someone seek professional help in dealing with stress?
So this is really, really important. I feel, you know, sometimes we try to convince ourselves that we're okay,
like
when we're really not. So when stress consistently interferes with our daily functioning, we're not able to work or not able to go to school, or it's affecting our relationships, you feel persistent anxiety, sadness, hopelessness, or you're really irritable, or you start using unhealthy coping strategies, or your physical health is declining due to stress. So you've been losing a lot of sleep, your appetite changes, you're not eating, or you have chronic pain that you might not have had before. And your symptoms are not improving, right? So it's time to talk to somebody and get some help.
Absolutely. We're just human. You know, we can only do so much. And we shouldn't be ashamed to cry out for help. So finally, Sarah, are there resources that our listeners can get to with tips on pretty much dealing with stress, everything that we've talked about?
There's multiple programs available within the county, specifically with UW Extension, which is where I work, UW Extension in O'Connell County. We have a couple of different classes. One is called We Cope, Connecting with Our Positive Emotions. So it's an evidence-based program that helps people cope with life stress. So it usually runs 6 to 7 weeks, and it helps teach you coping strategies. And then COMET, which stands for Changing Our Mental-Emotional Trajectory, is kind of on the other side of that. It helps people take the next step after noticing somebody else might be struggling. Northlakes Community Clinic is a wonderful resource for our Northwoods communities. They have clinics that help with counseling, and they also have some free series on mindfulness on their website. O'Connell and Marinette just formed their own NAMI affiliate. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Yeah.
You can find that website and Facebook, and they have a ton of resources and classes and groups that you can be a part of. And then there's always the 988 number. So this is the crisis and suicide hotline. Just calling or texting or going to the website 988 is immediate help for anybody who needs it.
We've been talking about stress awareness with Sarah Schindel from the UW Extension for O'Connell County. Sarah, thank you so much again for all the great information and for being our guest today.
You're welcome. It's always great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
My name is Todd Christopher. You've been listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.